Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Casey. She asks, at what point, if ever, do I attempt to help my 8-year-old kid with a conflict he is having with another boy in our neighborhood? The other boy is a year older. They've known each other since they were toddlers. They don't go to the same school, so they don't spend as much time together recently, but when they play outside, they've always seemed to be on good terms. Now they're in a group together at camp, and my son says this boy is telling him things like, you aren't my friend anymore, you've never been my friend, and I hate you. I realize I'm only getting one side of the story, and I've asked what led to this, and my son can't or won't tell me. He came home early from camp today because the leader called and said he was crying to leave. When I got him home, my son told me it was this behavior happened again, and that's what made him want to come home. I'm friendly with the other kid's mom. Do I text her and ask if she knows about some conflict between them? Do I ignore it and let the boys figure it out? I've told my kid just to play with other boys instead of this boy, and to tell a grown-up at camp if the behavior becomes too much for him to handle on his own. What do you think? Casey, this is a tough one because you know the mom and you're friendly with her. In a way, it makes it easier to not go mama bear because you know this kid. You've known him all his life. It's not like it. There's some stranger at camp being mean to your kid. And you're right to say, okay, I know I only have one side of the story, and that's a good perspective to keep. But if your son is coming home crying, I think it's already too much for him to handle. And if he could just play with somebody else and just ignore it and those kind of things, then he would have done so. I think that camp counselors are actually a special breed. Like obviously, you don't say how old the people are who are taking care of your kid. I'm going to assume somewhere between 18 and 22. They're kind of a special breed. They're not trained educators, right, or trained relational therapists, but they are definitely super cool in terms of how the kids who are in their groups view them. I feel like a well-placed, hey, guys, we don't do that kind of thing around here, would work wonders with 8-year-old boys. I think talk to the camp. I think ask them to address it within this pod, saying, you know, hey, mean is not cool. Like, I don't talk to my friends like that. I would never let a little bit of that from this counselor. Like, that's not how the Blue Jays are going to roll, or whatever the name of their group is, would really be quite potent coming from somebody who they believe is part peer and part, you know, demigod to them. I think your kid does need protection. If the camp couldn't do that, or the counselor is just not a good person to do that kind of thing, then they can just kind of keep him apart, make sure the counselor sits at the lunch table with them or in their lunch group, pays a little attention to your kid, picks your kid for the partner to show how to throw a frisbee, whatever it is. Give your kid a little extra protection and positive attention. Not so much that the older kids think that there's a bubble around him, just so your kid feels a little bit protected. Because the crying that's happening, I think it's all a reward that a bully needs to keep going. Right? We understand as adults that, like, well, just don't care. Like, just don't, just say, like, I don't care if you like me or not. But kids can't do that. And when they show their hurt feelings, that's all the oxygen this needs. And of course, this kid is probably gaining points with the other kids, you know, gaining leadership points by beating his chest after making your kid cry. So I would nip it in the bud. Talking to the other mom is harder. And I admire you for saying I could do that, because you probably should do it and it's not easy. You said do it over text. I wouldn't do it over text. Text can get, people can read things into your texts, like whether you used a period or not, or whether you said KK or just K, you know, they can sort of ascribe all kinds of tones to your text that are not intentional. And that seems a little landminey to me here. So I would do it over the phone. The way I would play it was be like, there seems to be some kind of beef between the boys. I don't know what it is. So I just wanted to let you know, I've kind of asked the counselors to keep a little bit of an eye on it, maybe put a little bit of a buffer between them, because I'm not sure what's up. And then if your friend asks for more detail, say, well, okay, this is what I'm hearing. Clearly it's only one side of the story, but he's coming home crying. He's saying, you're not my friend anymore. I don't know what's up. And I'm not asking you to, you know, yell at your kid. I just thought maybe the camp should put a little space between them. You're definitely right, Casey, to keep it in perspective and not panic. This kind of behavior, this relational aggression, is really common in children. And I'm really sorry your son is having a tough time right now. And it's, you know, it's a part of growing up, as you know. So I think it's good that you're not going mama bear. But on the other hand, I think your son does need a little support. And even though this is temporary, even though they'll go back to school and not be in the same school anymore, the good thing is I think camp is the perfect place to have discussions about what friendship is, right? There's a lot less distractions of academics and things like that. It's all about relationships. And I think the 18 to 22-year-old counselor might be the perfect person to reset what the expectations are about how to be a good friend. I hope it goes well, Casey. Let us know. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions at whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.